Hello and welcome to your GCSE Art and Design Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental and exciting parts of your course, drawing. Whether you're working in fine art, graphic communication, or any other area of study, drawing is at the absolute heart of everything you do. So let's make sure you really understand it, and more importantly, how to use it to get the best marks possible. Let me start by asking you something. When you think of drawing, what comes to mind? A pencil sketch? A life study? Maybe a quick thumbnail in your sketchbook? Well, I want you to think much bigger than that. Drawing in GCSE Art and Design is not just about making pretty pictures. It is a fundamental mode of thinking, exploring, and communicating ideas. Examiners want to see drawing woven throughout your entire portfolio, not just as a final outcome, but as a living, breathing part of your development process. Now let's get into the core concepts. There are four assessment objectives in GCSE Art and Design, and each one carries equal weight, 25% each. Assessment Objective 1 is about developing your ideas through contextual and cultural research. This means looking at other artists, movements, and practitioners, and using drawing to explore and respond to their work. When you study an artist like Egon Schiele, famous for his raw, expressive figure drawings, you might try to capture that same emotional intensity in your own observational sketches. Assessment Objective 2 is about exploring and selecting materials, techniques, and processes. This is where your mark-making experiments live. Each material creates a completely different quality of mark, and examiners want to see you deliberately choosing and justifying those choices. Assessment Objective 3 is the big one for drawing. It is about recording ideas, observations, and insights. Strong candidates use drawing to capture not just what something looks like, but how it feels. Think about atmosphere, tension, emotion. Your annotations alongside these drawings should use specialist vocabulary. Discuss line quality, tonal range, compositional decisions, and how the drawing serves your wider project intentions. Assessment Objective 4 is your personal response, the final outcome. The journey to that outcome, documented through drawing, is just as important as the finished piece itself. Now let's talk about the key drawing materials. Think of your toolkit as having six essential categories. First, graphite pencil. Grades range from hard, H, 2H, 4H, for fine, light lines, all the way through to soft, 2B, 4B, 6B, 8B, 9B, 9B, for rich, dark, expressive marks. Hatching, cross-hatching, and blending show examiners you understand how to control tone. Second, charcoal. Brilliant for gestural, expressive work. It is forgiving. You can smudge, blend, and erase, and creates a beautiful range of tones very quickly. Artists like Cathay Kollwitz use charcoal to create emotionally powerful figure drawings. Third, ink and pen. Ink gives you permanence and high contrast. Techniques like stippling and cross-hatching allow for incredible detail. Ink forces you to commit to your marks. Fourth, pastel. Soft pastels are perfect for colour, tone, and mood. Edgar Degas is famous for his pastel drawings of dancers, capturing movement and light through mark-making. Fifth, Comté crayon. Similar to charcoal, but waxier. Georges Seurat used Comté crayon to create stunning tonal drawings that feel almost three-dimensional. And sixth, digital drawing. Digital tools allow you to work with layers, experiment freely, and explore an enormous range of mark-making styles. Examiners credit digital drawing as a legitimate and sophisticated medium. Now let's talk about key artists to reference in your annotations. Leonardo da Vinci is the ultimate example of drawing as thinking. His sketchbooks are full of observational studies and design ideas. Drawing was his primary tool for understanding the world. Egon Schiele's figure drawings are raw, distorted, and emotionally intense. Reference him when discussing expressive mark-making and the use of drawing to convey emotion. Cathay Kollwitz used charcoal to create powerful social commentary. Her drawings of working-class figures are full of wit and sorrow. Perfect to reference when discussing mood, atmosphere, and narrative. Henry Moore's preparatory drawings for his sculptures show how drawing supports three-dimensional thinking.
his shelter drawings from the Second World War are beautiful examples of observational drawing combined with emotional response. And Bridget Wiley, her preparatory drawings show meticulous planning and experimentation with line, pattern, and optical effects. Reference her when discussing drawing as part of the development process.
Right, let's move on to exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. And I want you to really listen to this section, because these are the things that separate a grade 4 from a grade 7 or above. Mistake number one, treating drawing as separate from your project. I see this all the time. Students do a few drawings at the start of their project, then put the sketchbook away and get on with making their final piece. No, no, no! Drawing should run through your entire project like a thread. Use it to explore ideas, test compositions, record observations, respond to artists, and refine your final outcome. Every page of your sketchbook should show drawing in action. Mistake number two, not annotating your drawings. A beautiful drawing with no annotation is a missed opportunity. Examiners need to see that you understand what you have done and why. Use specialist vocabulary. Discuss the quality of line, the tonal range, the compositional choices, the influence of a specific artist or movement. Write analytically, not descriptively. Do not just say, "I drew a figure." Say, "I used gestural charcoal marks to capture the dynamic movement of the figure, influenced by Sheila's use of contour line to suggest tension and energy." Mistake number three, only using one material. If your entire sketchbook is done in HB pencil, you are limiting yourself and losing marks on AO2. Experiment. Try the same subject in graphite, then charcoal, then ink. Compare the results. Which material best serves your intentions? That process of selection and justification is exactly what examiners want to see. Mistake number four, drawing only from photographs. Observational drawing from life, from real objects, people, environments, is a higher order skill that examiners value highly. Yes, use photographic references, but make sure you also draw from direct observation. The quality of mark making when you are really looking at something in front of you is almost always richer and more authentic. Now for your quickfire recall quiz. I am going to ask you 5 questions. Pause the podcast after each one, think of your answer, then press play to hear the response. Question 1. Name the 4 assessment objectives in GCSE Art and Design and their equal weighting. The answer? AO1. Develop ideas through contextual research, 25%. AO2, explore and select materials, techniques and processes, 25%. AO3, record ideas, observations and insights, 25%. AO4, present a personal response, 25%. Question 2. Name 3 drawing materials and 1 key quality of each. Possible answers include graphite pencil, versatile, controllable tonal range, charcoal, gestural, expressive, blendable, ink, permanent, high contrast, precise. Question 3. Name 2 artists associated with expressive figure drawing and say why they are relevant. Possible answers: Egon Schiele, raw, distorted figures, expressive contour line, Kaffa Kollwitz, charcoal figure studies, emotional weight and social commentary. Question 4. What is the difference between hatching and cross-hatching? Hatching uses parallel lines in one direction to build tone. Cross-hatching layers lines in multiple directions to create deeper, richer tones. Question 5. What should your annotations include to demonstrate AO3 effectively? Specialist vocabulary discussing line quality, tonal range, compositional decisions, material choices, and links to artist influences and project intentions. And finally, let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we have covered today. Drawing in GCSE Art and Design is not just a skill, it is a way of thinking, exploring, and communicating. It must run through your entire portfolio, evidencing all 4 assessment objectives. You need to experiment with a range of materials, graphite, charcoal, ink, pastel, Comté, and digital, and be able to justify your choices through analytical annotation. Reference key practitioners like Da Vinci, Sheila, Kollwitz, Moore, and Riley to show contextual understanding. And remember,
Examiners are looking for a purposeful, reflective, creative journey, not just a collection of pretty drawings. You have got this. Keep your sketchbook close, keep drawing with intention, and keep asking yourself, what is this drawing doing for my project? If you can answer that question, you are already thinking like an artist. Good luck, and I will see you in the next episode. Keep creating.